It's a really good question. And that question is, can salvation for the Jewish people come by bad people? Can salvation for the Jewish people come from people that aren't fully observant? Can salvation for the Jewish people come from people that are other than who we are? And that's a question that I think a lot of people struggle with. One of my favorite svarim right now is the Eim HaBanim Smeicha of Techtel. Spends so much time wondering that question. And he says that it makes sense from the perspective of where the Jews were living in Europe during the pre-Holocaust era. It made sense to be weary and be afraid of things that were different, and things that were different so much so that they couldn't wrap their head around it. And yet, I think the answer finds itself in our Haftorah. The Haftorah is the story of the Jewish people under siege. And when the Jewish people are under siege, they wonder, where is help going to come from? And they really feel that the northern kingdom is going to topple. And there are four Mitzoraim who find themselves outside of the camp of the Jewish people. And those four people are waiting and realize, we're not here, not there. We can't go into home because we're Mitzoraim and we're Mechutz L'machaneh. So what do we have to lose by going and checking out the enemy? Perhaps the enemy will have mercy on us. Perhaps they'll allow us in. Isn't that better than starvation? And so that's what happens. They leave and they go. You know what they find out? They find out that there's no one there. The camp has been cleared. Assyria has fled. And they have food. And one of the Mitzorayim turns to his colleagues and says, how can we eat while everyone else is suffering? He's a chote. And yet he recognizes, I have to worry about my fellow man. And they go back. And they share the word with the rest of their people. That's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. But I think it also answers so much of the question that we started off with. Can Geula come from an outside source? Can Geula come from a source that seems to be other and different than ours? And the answer, says the Haftorah, is categorically, yes. Soloveitchik himself discusses this and says that. He says it's so amazing. You can see the greatness of the hand of God, and yet it was not coming by the from people. It wasn't coming by people that are Shomer Torah Mitzvos. It wasn't coming from people that necessarily shared our vision of Judaism. And yet, nonetheless, that's what happened. Our parsha tells us that everybody has a value and everybody's part of the klal, so long as they consider themselves to be part and parcel of the Jewish people. They might be Mechutz HaMachaneh, they might be Chotem, but they still count. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful idea, a wonderful concept. God willing, we should see the full Geula. We should also recognize that its source might not be where we think it might come from. Have a good day.